T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Hurricane Dorian, and things are a lot different here in Richmond as you're waking up this morning than what we expected 24 hours ago. We're not feeling the impact of this other than some strong breezes and some wind gusts that we expect to have this morning. That's not the case in Wilmington, North Carolina, I'm told. Pete Combs, our ABC News correspondent who's been moving up the East Coast throughout the week, joins us now live from Wilmington. What's it like, Pete?
Well, it's not as bad as expected here either, to be honest with you, John. We expected power outages. We expected roads to be closed because of massive flooding. And, you know, I think really right now the standard that Dorian was being compared to was Florence from last year, which left this city as an island for several days, accessible only by air and water. Well, that's not the case now. There are some roads that are closed going into and out of Wilmington, closed by flash flooding. They got 10 inches of rain at the airport here. But by and large, this city survived this glancing blow from Hurricane Dorian, and it is now a Category 1 storm menacing the Outer Banks of North Carolina.
The other thing that I'm reading as I go through different reports that are coming in is that tornadoes have been spun off, and that had the potential to do some damage. I guess we won't know until the sun comes up what happened overnight, but are you hearing anything?
I tell you, I spent all day yesterday chasing those tornadoes.
Oh, yeah?
There were over 24 of them reported by radar, many of them confirmed on the ground. There were tornadoes reported damaging tornadoes, a waterspout coming ashore on Emerald Island, devastating an RV community there. No injuries that I'm aware of at this point. And I spent much of the day in a neighborhood called Carolina Shores that was trying to put together the houses that had been damaged by tornadoes to try to get some sort of cover on the damaged roofs before the hurricane hit. And so that was a major effort. Then that was kind of hampered, John, by the wind yesterday as people were on the roofs trying to put some kind of tarp up there, something they thought might survive the hurricane's wind.
How quickly is this storm moving at this point? That was one of the fears, and certainly that was the problem in the Bahamas, that the storm just sat on top of them and tore things up hour after hour after hour. We watching this thing go pretty quickly, or is it still slow?
Yeah, it's been speeding up. I wouldn't say hitting the gas, but it has been accelerating on a pretty steady rate. Right now, it's moving at about 14 miles an hour to the northeast. It's about 50 miles to the southwest of Cape Hatteras, 25 miles east of Cape Lookout, North Carolina. So it looks like the Outer Banks, the southern part of the Outer Banks, will take a hit here. And we're seeing a warning from the National Weather Service that says the storm surge could actually reach the ceilings of the first floor of buildings there on the southern end of the island.
Really?
Now, about 1,000 people stayed on the Outer Banks. The last ferry left on Wednesday. They weren't on it. And so they're hunkering down now and kind of waiting for the worst. And it looks like, as far as the United States is concerned, that's exactly what they'll get from Dorian, the worst.
It is interesting. The people who have been in North Carolina on the coast for decades, generally, a lot of them have the attitude that they're not leaving. I mean, I was arguing with family last year saying, you know, who've lived there for 25 years, get out. They just basically said, we're not doing it. So that, based on previous experience, would you say that that 1,000 that you mentioned in that one location and up and down the East Coast, are you hearing about a lot of people who said this isn't as bad as what you all were hyping 5 or 6 days ago and we're going to sit still?
Yeah, you know, that's a great point. There were a lot of people who suffered this sort of hurricane fatigue after 2 weeks of Dorian. I've been chasing the storm for a single week, but man, that's a long time in the life of a hurricane chaser. But to the people like your family that are on the Outer Banks and don't leave, I just want to point out Hurricane Michael last year. It hit a part of the Florida coast, the Forgotten Coast, they call it, that had not seen a hurricane, a major hurricane, in decades. Mm-hmm. They thought they were impervious as well. And there are people who were swept out to sea that were hunkered down in homes on Mexico Beach, and we will never know their fate. So I think that's a cautionary tale. And if you want me to talk to your relatives next week, give me a call.
Yeah, well, it's a dangerous thing. They claim they know what they're doing. But listen, Pete Combs, you stay safe in Wilmington this morning, and I'm sure we will talk to you again very soon. Appreciate all your work this week. Pete Combs, our ABC News correspondent.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.